A local supermarket had a sign on the pavement telling customers that they couldn't go in until someone came out. Not ever being one to obey signs, I ignored the instruction and went in. The place was empty. The Marie Celeste of supermarkets. I wonder how many mask-wearing idiots would have stood outside all day, waiting for someone to leave an empty store. These are mad, mad days, and the levels of cowardice and stupidity are scary. There are, it seems, ignorant, sanctimonious, spineless millions who think they'll live forever if they wear two face masks with a stocking on top over their face. They're probably the naive, gullible fools who believe politicians' lies and who regard the BBC as a source of news instead of propaganda. For them, life has become a huge, lethal game of Simple Simon Says. The cowards and the brain dead are threatening our future. Good people have lost their humanity and been turned into terrified cowards, hiding behind the sofa in case the nasty coronavirus comes down the chimney and turns them into gibbering zombies. If you don't fight to preserve your identity and freedom and rights, then, despite all their false promises, you will never again go to a sporting event, travel abroad, have a job, or receive medical treatment unless you agree to have regular, unnecessary injections with an experimental poison that government figures show is more likely to kill you or cause a serious injury than the disease known as COVID-19. And the experimental poison will almost certainly dramatically increase your chances of dying of infection, cancer, or heaven knows what else in 1, 5, or 10 years' time. No one can tell you exactly. That's just my prediction. Gates's chums at the BBC will tell you not to worry, but everything I've said for the last year's true. The Queen will tell you it won't hurt, but was there ever a worry for anyone? The fact is that my track record at predicting problems is infinitely better than that of Gates, the BBC, or the Queen. Decades ago, I was right about AIDS, tranquilizers, the dangers of mobile phones, and 100 other things. As I've been saying since the spring of 2020, the lockdowns are going to kill more people than COVID-19. But when the death totals rise in the autumn, the authorities around the world will blame new strains of the coronavirus. They won't blame the lockdowns, the closed hospital departments, the delayed screening procedures, the deadly masks, or the dangerous vaccines. Remember, just under 3% of those who've had one of the vaccines will die or have a serious side effect. That's an official figure, and the same officials admit that only a tiny percentage of deaths and side effects caused by vaccines are actually reported. So that's a pretty dangerous risk, unless you have a fatal disease and you're hoping for a miraculous cure. But for anyone healthy and under 70, it's a truly absurd risk to take. The risk of dying, even if you get COVID-19, has been well documented as being well under 1%. Naturally, the Gatesian mythmakers, the fake fact-checkers, and the BBC will all tell you that no one's died of the vaccine. Healthy people die within minutes of the injection, and it's always just a coincidence. But if terminally ill patients die within 28 or 60 days of a positive but unreliable test, then they died not of their illness, but of the universal COVID-19. Next autumn and during the winter, when the deaths go up, as they always do, they'll tell the half-witted and the tremulous that they must have more injections and wear more masks. And that's what people will do, obedient, compliant, and broken by the professionally induced fear, which has itself become the most dangerous disease on the planet. The death totals, allegedly from COVID-19, are being rolled up. In another 10 years, half the world will have died of COVID-19. But no one will notice that no one dies of flu or cancer or heart disease anymore. None of this is reported in the media, of course. Journalists everywhere are far more concerned with the fact that breastfeeding must now be called chest feeding, that Mr. Potato Head must lose his gender identity, and that translators should all be the same skin colour as the original writer of whatever they're translating, and that we must all now have control of our personal pronouns. If Madge Hancock wants to be known as her and she, then her and she is what she must be. Our freedom and our future are in peril, and yet journalists of the world are desperate to know what a pair of self-obsessed saddos called Harry and Meghan have to say about themselves, their past, their present, and their future. The main internet channels are dominated by the angels of death who are busy promising us eternal salvation if we wear enough masks, have enough injections, and do everything we're told to do by the Gatesian-styled psychopaths. What the hell has happened? The papers are full of journalists boasting of what they've achieved during lockdown. I wrote a series of 12 novels, completed 26 jigsaws, knitted a greenhouse and learned to speak Serbo-Croat, Croat and Japanese. The fashion pages are full of pictures of coloured masks, guaranteed to make you look smart while you die of bacterial pneumonia or slowly develop dementia. I saw one feature about masks which cost 20 quid a piece. Change your mask every 2 hours, as you must do if you want to minimise the dangers, and you're running up a bill of around £20,000 a year for masks which will kill you slowly and send you mad before you get to your own funeral. And meanwhile, the lies continue. If we lose this war, it'll be because we haven't fought hard enough. There's been too much nitpicking about whether or not it should be called a virus, an exosome or a wardrobe. Too much arguing about whether it's a vaccine, a jab or a gene-based manipulation. It's like arguing about the type of ammunition the enemy is using or the colour of the uniform they're wearing. We have to fight them on the most important issues. The injection deaths, the mask dangers and the things that really matter. We don't have the luxury of having time to obsess about things that don't matter as much as winning the war. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Please subscribe to my channel on Brand YouTube and spread my videos about on other platforms. There's now a special app on Brand YouTube which will notify you on your phone every time I put up a new video. There's a link to the app in the description box below this video. Thanks as always to Mohammed Butt and Brand YouTube for providing the platform. For the record, this channel has not been monetized. None of my videos ever has been. Watch my video about Wikipedia to see how the enemy distorts the truth. Don't forget to read the Light Paper on thelightpaper.co.uk and watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing videos. And please visit my new website, vernoncolman.org. I'd like to pretend I did it myself, but thanks for Tim for putting it together. The old website, vernoncolman.com, still exists and has more information, but the new site, vernoncolman.org, is rather more up-to-date. You can watch videos, share articles,